This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Justin McKinney of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Justin, how have the grains started out here on Monday?
Well, we started out this morning weaker on the corn, down about 2.5 right now. Soybeans touch stronger, about 4 better. Moving into the wheat, just a complete beat down on that, down anywhere on the Kansas City from 6 to the Chicago 17.5 to 18.
So, Justin, what's been the turnaround for wheat here to start this week after last week? Wheat was really driving the marketplace with the movement to the upside.
Absolutely. Wheat was the market mover last week. We did see a pretty good amount of rain over the majority of the, excluding western Kansas, wheat area over the weekend. Seeing some sell-off, just pulling a little bit of weather premium out of the market this morning, it feels like.
And what other stories are you going to be watching this week that could move the marketplace one way or the other?
Well, to start with tonight, we have the planting progress report. Trade estimate 25 to 32% on the corn side of the world versus last week at 12. You know, anywhere from 18 to 23 on the bean side of the equation last week versus 8. Personally, from what I'm seeing, I definitely think we're going to be towards the top end of those trade numbers tonight for planting progress. Could be a little bit slower this week. Most of the Corn Belt got a pretty good drink of water, a little bit saturated. Cooler temperatures probably won't get us back in the field quite as quick. But I think those numbers, we definitely made some pretty good progress last week.
And Justin, we had some heavy rainfalls here in the state of Iowa, also some tornadoes as well involved in those scary storms. Quite a bit of rainfall in Illinois as well. What are you looking at in southern Minnesota? Did you get the rainfall over the weekend?
We did. Pretty saturated here. I think somewhere between the 1 and 2 inch, depending on where you were at. It's really going to slow a lot, guys, down. I would imagine, unless we get some sun and some wind, probably till at least Thursday of this week if we don't get any more rain. So kind of where we're sitting right now, glad we got a lot done last week, but we're going to be looking at the clock this week.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace where it's not pretty for the protein sector right now, all to the red on the market screen so far. What are we looking at with the cattle and hogs?
Yeah, to start out the day, we got fat cattle here down. April's going to expire here tomorrow. So moving to that June contract down 97.5. Pretty much across the board, red, as you said, all the way down to next February, April, off 10 to 12. So nothing too big in the deferreds, but nearby getting hit about a buck on those cattle. Moving to the hog side of the thing, we got, June just finally turned positive. Cutout came out just before you call me. Bellies posted a $35 gain on the day. The whole carcass value was up about $855. So a little bit of positive there in the hog side of the things. Caution, as the commitment of traders report came out on Friday, which it's hard to gauge that since it's the traders as of Tuesday, but the funds have built a rather large hog long out there. So at least something to keep an eye on. Can we continue to trade these numbers higher? Hopefully, but with the funds already almost at a record long out there, a little caution may be warranted.
Justin McKinney of Comstock, our guest here at Midday. Justin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You bet, Mark. They can call me direct at 320-589-4345.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day, and we'll speak again soon.
You too. Thank you.
That was Justin McKinney with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. At midday, May corn down 2.5 at 437.5. May soybeans up 4 even at 1163.5. May soybean meal up $5.80 at 345.80. May soybean oil down 65 cents at 44.28. Chicago wheat down 18.5 at 584.75. Minneapolis wheat up 3.25 at $7.50. And Kansas City hard red wheat down a penny at 645.25. May oats up 31.25 at 405 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down 95 cents at 177.62. May feeder cattle down 57 cents at 248.12. May lean hogs down 20 cents at 94.07. May pork cutout down $2.07 at 103.17. And Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 18.05. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.